Live from Casta Country in Ross River, Yukon, it's Anazin, Respect, with your favorite musical couple, Dennis Shorty and Jennifer Froling, otherwise known as Jenis.
Hey everyone, this is so great to be here from Ross River. Tootlilini with our first episode, second episode, but the first time live from Ross River. Okay, let's get liga. Dinsena.
You know, we told a story about the first time we met, me and Mahani. I left off with an elderly couple. Said she had two kids, so here goes the story. Anyways, I was sitting there one night, I think it was January or February, I'm not sure when. Almost 10 o'clock, and Mario dropped by with Skidoo. He said, oh, Jenny wants to talk to you at 10 o'clock. So I went. 10 o'clock came, and sure enough, she phoned. We talked for a long time, talk. We talked. Then she said, oh, it's too late for a relationship, it's too late. She has family there, job, she had everything. Then I said, it's never too late. Only time is too late when it's 6 feet underground.
Yeah, for me, it was like when he walked into the room at Franzen Barber's house, it was just like our eyes met, and it was magic. And when we had dinner, and we sit on the table, and we were talking, and I was saying, like, you know what, if I would be single, I would totally fall in love with Dennis. I can't believe that he is single. Such a beautiful soul. So when they left, that's what I said. And boom, I guess it just snapped, and that was it. And then we went fishing down for grayling. I remember that one. We were always like a magnet. We were always together down fishing. And here, sure enough, I caught a grayling. And he said, well, you got to kill it. I never killed a fish before. You have to kill it, he said. Oh, my God, okay. Well, he made me actually really killing the fish, gutting it. And then we were roasting it right over the campfire on the Pelly River. That's the Pelly River, right, honey?
Yeah, down yes, there. It is, yeah.
That was just so, such a great experience. And we were both together just like really close. And when I went back to Germany, my mom was telling me, you know what? I totally forgot to tell you a vision I had. I had a vision before you even left. And I didn't tell her anything about Dennis, that I met him or that I saw someone and fell in love. And my mom said, yeah, I had a vision. I forgot to tell you. A handsome, young First Nation man. He came to my bed. And he spoke in his own language. He whispered in my ear. He whispered in my ear in his language. And I understood what he was saying. He said, he's going to take you and you will have a good life. And it happens. So my mom was prepared, even before me, to leave the family in Germany, right? Like, because it's a big step mm-hmm. for someone just to go and move over in a different country, different language, different culture.
Exactly.
It's not an easy step, right? Holy. But I was also a bus driver in Germany, and I wanted to share that story with you guys. I was driving the bus, and every time I was driving in the morning, I saw Dennis standing in the windshield. He was right there, watching over me. And I felt like I was really, really drawn. It was pulling me. My heart was pulling. So when I had my route and I was driving, I stopped at my favorite bakery. I got my breakfast and I stopped at that oak tree. A big oak tree. You couldn't even hug it. Really big. And I hugged that oak tree and had my coffee and my beautiful bun. And I sent love and energy through that oak tree. And I said, please tell Dennis that I love him. And there's something, I don't know what is going on, but there's something really, really powerful going on. That's what I did. Every morning, 7 o'clock, I stopped there. And my honey continues that story from there because he felt it that I hugged that oak tree because all the trees are connected. The whole world is connected with the roots of the trees all around the globe. Were connected through the water and through the trees and the roots. And my honey was telling me after then that when you were cutting wood out and at 10 o'clock, I said? You said?
Around 10 o'clock, you know, when I was cutting wood. After I talked to Mario, she didn't answer it for a while, and then springtime, she start phoning. And that's when it would start to phone and talk for about a year. And during that time, I was cutting wood outside. It says, it's us. It's a good day. I was cutting wood outside, and a tree spirit touched me. Then I said, who's that? And she kept on talking, and she said, oh, I'm coming over. Oh, all right. Get ready for her. In September, she flew over, and we were over at the airport. All of us greeted her. And when she walked through and hugged each other, and then I looked behind her. I thought, where's the two kids? What kids? I don't have no two kids. I thought, what do you mean? Elders said, you have two kids? No, I have two cats. They don't speak English so good. They said, trying to say cats, I say kits, two kits.
Yeah, that's that mystery is solved. Yeah. It was two cats, but they really, really loved him. And they did love them. He was worried that my two kids wouldn't love him, but they totally did. And we have our first song for you. It's called Benny. And Benny are all the squirrels. Because we're Denazagi, yeah, people's voice, but we're also the voice of the animals. We're not just the voice of the people. We also want to give the animals a voice. But this song, we honor the squirrels, Benny. And we think that we have to have respect, Nazen, for everything that is around us, for everything. And everything is spirit and energy. So without that, we wouldn't be here. And we're all connected. We are all one. Mm-hmm. So this is Benny. And we would like to invite you guys to grab your drum and drum with us on the radio. Crank up the radio if you want. And let Benny dance a little bit.
Thank you.
of the animals.
Okay. Today we'll talk to Chief Dylan Loblaw. And, you know, long time ago, when people travel around, then they get a Delhi, then they get a Delhi, then they get a Delhi to Sidlini. Then they get a Delhi, then they took a John Cargo Chore. He too, that's in Yara, taking a K. His auntie Yara, can get a Delhi. Nazi school, auntie school. You know, it's a time when our grandfathers come together and speak in a big gathering here at Tutlilini. People come from all over. You know, even medicine people come. And you know, the thing is, now we can talk to Chief Dylan Loblaw. How important it is to preserve our culture and our language, and how can we do our part? What does hand drum mean to you?
Sugusun la, dituzanas, denike, gurida, wera. Gutia Gusan Gulasi. I'd like to say thank you to Dana Zaghi for this opportunity to join the crew here on the show. For this opportunity, what I mentioned was that it's critically important to be thankful and to speak your language always. That way things will go good and go well for the children. Language is our identity, and it's critical for our culture and for our people to always speak the language of the land. It's a piece of us, it's a heart, and it's a connection to what we hold sacred. And speaking about the drum, we hold the drum sacred, and it's used for many things, and our songs come from the drum, and the drum comes from the land. You see, we get all our tools from our land base, you know, and if you take care of the land will take care of you, is what we're taught. We have that inherent responsibility to care for one another and to care for everything around us. To always be mindful of each other, where we go, where we travel is important, and to stay grounded, to keep our spiritual ceremonies, you know, with us always is important. To carry that with you everywhere you go, especially our songs and our drum. It's also important to show who you are through your language, through your songs, and you know, you hold that with you wherever you go. Nizila, Wada, was to be respectful to everything and everyone wherever you go. Sugugunala.
Okay, that was Chief Dylan Loblaw. What made you decide to run for chief? Could you kind of elaborate on that?
It's So throughout my leadership and throughout my lifetime, I've always shown, you know, respect for people and respect to the land. There was a time in my life where I was struggling, and it was my friends and my family, you know, that really took me out on the land and always got me out of the house. And because of them, you know, I'm thankful for that. And I was able to break free from my habits and, you know, things that I faced on a daily basis, my challenges. And leading up to 2019, I was working at the Ferro Mine Complex down the street. And I wanted to stay home. I wanted to be close to my family and my children. And, you know, I had to find something to do. And our election cycle came up and somebody planted a seed and asked me to run for the council position. So I thought about it seriously. And coming up to the election, I put my nominee papers in and got the support. I was elected council for a 3-year term. And throughout my leadership, our members saw something in me that had some good qualities to lead and to, you know, improve the quality of our living here in our community and to support each other. And the members asked me to step up to Gustaja, and I thought about it, and someone else asked me to step up, so I thought about it. And leading up to that 22 election, I put my name in the hat and I was elected chief for the Ross River Dinner Council. And since then, I've been able to work on a few things and hopefully improve our situation here. I just want to say thank you to our members and our nation for giving me this opportunity to lead. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in the position I am today to represent our First Nation and to carry on the work of our leaders and the ones that have gone before us. You know, they're the ones that who did a lot of the heavy lifting for us. So, you know, we think of them and we honor them every day. So I just like to acknowledge that as well. And you know, there's a meaning and a reason for everything. And we need to stick together in times like these and also, you know, revitalize our ways and our languages so that we can carry the torch on for the ones that are coming up behind us. We're always thinking of them and we're always looking ahead to secure, to protect our interests moving forward. Suga Sinla.
Oh, beautiful words.
Je lao tia ku di ta.
Suga Sinla.
E so good in a way a lot and a stia zinc like that. So good in a giddy e denets una on a gitta than a tall. So good in a means in English a person who walks in the spirit world physically. So that's what it means, so good in a zinc. Well, next song I'm going to sing for you is called Nothing Song, then again, do I hear it? hope you get all your drums, whoever are listening, and come drum with us.
Also, before we do that, we have want to acknowledge Fireweed Metals, is the sponsor of the three first episodes. Yeah. Oh, sukasan la, Fireweed Metals.
Yep.
Shout out to you guys. Okay, well, nothing song. That's how it starts, with nothing.
That's true. There must be something. That's how it started with nothing song.
Okay, well, nothing happened.
Indeed. Kick it, DC. Indeed.
Johnny Gumini, the Nanaka. The Togolini, the Garden Kakuta, the Anagolini, Nanaka. The Yagagolini, the Garden Kakuta. Hey ho, the Hainaha. Hainaha, na Hainaha. Hainaha, Hainaha. Hainaha, na
When you're live, right? Life is life. Yeah. All right. We have our guest number two. And that would be Mario Mario Wachter. Original Hello. From Germany, but also has a residence. And I totally give you the mic and let yourself introduce yourself, Mario, maybe? Yeah?
Hello. Hello, this is Mario. Nice that I can be part of this, and it's nice that we can talk a little bit about my little story here, too.
Yeah, so Mario, what brought you to Ross River?
Well, actually, it's a longer story, but making it shorter, I loved the outdoors, and I was traveling even, you know, I grew up in the East, and when the wall came down, the first opportunity I took was going around in the world. So we traveled Australia, New Zealand, and I was hanging out in the bush, and we just, I was always interested in meeting First Nations everywhere, people of the land, cities I knew. So I wanted to see something else. I mean, we have nice landscape and nice country there too. And I was with my grandparents very often walking in the timbers and everything. So I knew what it's Mother Nature is all about. So then I went, took a trip to Alaska, and I thought, geez, it would be nice being in a remote cabin somewhere in winter. And I just rented the Alaska State cabin for a couple of weeks. And just had actually my first experience with that huge king of the north, that big grizzly bear, even in the winter. In the end, it was a nice meeting, but it was quite dangerous when I think back, because it was he was following me, but was just keep looking at me, nothing else. So I got away safely, so everything was fine. And I traveled down to Vancouver, and I just looked at the map, looking for the most remote spots I could go. So here comes Ross River, you know, in the middle of nowhere, in the heartland of the Yukon somewhere. And I traveled through, and I just had always in my head just going in a cabin for winter time, just out in the bush. And just I was started talking to people, and here at the dinner store in Ross River, which is a nice store, by the way. You get all your stuff and all your groceries you can get here. And I met Gordon Peter, actually. That was the door opener for me. He came by chance. I said, do you have a cabin? I'm interested in renting a cabin. Oh, said, yeah, I got a cabin. So we just exchanged the telephone numbers, and then next winter I was here 3 months in a cabin. It was amazing. He opened me the doors to the First Nations here, to the Kaska people, and I was overwhelmed. I basically met all the elders, and I just went on a trip with Amos on a trap line and whatnot. So, and then I just from that point on, I stayed here, which is 24 years ago now.
I was just going to ask you for how long have you been here? For
24 years. So, yeah.
Wow.
And I love it. I love the people. I love I love the mountains, which I always loved, but it's great here. So that's it, basically. And then I was able to take over this beautiful place. So, and ever since we and our family, we try to protect like you people do. That's the way I grew up, with protecting everything, the animals, and we try to leave the least possible print in this Mother Nature. So, and I think we feel the same. I try to keep everything for next generations, and it's important to me. And I have a spirit when I'm here, out there, in the bush. I'm so glad the animals coming to me. I love it. I like it. And I think I have a connection to this whole spiritual place here too. I really feel so, and I think it's coming back. I try to give something, and they give it back. So that's the way I feel it.
It's a very, very beautiful place. And that's the place where I met my honey.
Yeah. Same house.
At Jack and Billy Paul's house. So it's a very beautiful place. And so what's one thing, I mean, you've been traveling the world everywhere. What's one thing or two things what makes Ross River very special? Like where you say, like, oh my God, this is what
First of all, I would say the people. I like the people. I never. It's very friendly people, helpful people. That's the thing in the countryside, anyways. So you get help when you have problems, and the mountains. I love the Pelly Mountains so very much. I like the scenery, and a very positive thing about Ross River, there is not much wind. I like it because it's in more in the heartland and in interior, and it's I like it. So and I mean, compared to White Horse, it's windy all the time, and I like it's no wind, so I love it.
We are protected by the mountains.
That's true, eh? So you're an awesome drummer, Mayu.
Oh, come on.
You are. Mm-hmm. And you're an awesome musician. I know you play also guitar. When did that start, your musical like interest? Or where did you learn your instruments?
I just tried to learn it to myself. I started with drum off in, when was it, in the 80s, early 80s maybe. Then I was... ever since, more or less, then I was joining a band a little bit after, in the 90s, I think. We played for some years. But, you know, not very professional, just we had fun. But the audience were dancing and they were happy, so that was what counts, you know, so it was good. And actually, I had a bigger break, and since you guys are much into the music, so it's fun to play with you.
So what does it do for yourself? Like, is there anything special with drumming?
Music, number one thing, it connects the people. No matter what culture, what color, whatever. See, we got a nice man from India. We're from Germany. You guys are from here. So it's fun, and with the rhythm, and you just come together and have fun in a friendly way. That's good. Yeah. Exactly. Especially these days, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Fall
in the home, right? The connection, yeah. That's amazing. Well, that was my questions for Mario. Is there anything else you wanna?
Would you like to give any shout out to anybody? Just you could speak in your language.
Oh, right now I thought it comes on the end. Okay, then. Just if I have the opportunity, I would just want to quick send some greetings out first to Ross River, the whole community, to the Yukon. Mm. Our neighbors in Alaska, of course, because it's a nice state over there, too. So I like to say hello. I'm speaking German a little bit to my wife, Silke. Hello, Silke. I love you. I'm missing you at the moment, but we see you soon. And my beautiful dog, our Weimaraner, Mutfried August. I'm sending greetings to my parents, Franz and Bärbel, which are in Germany right now. Then Ines and Frank, Jakob and Angie. In Beirut, Matthäus, he's living in Japan at the moment for a couple of years. I don't know, maybe he stays there forever. My father-in-law, Manfred Johanna, in Germany. Mark and Aaron from Whitehorse. Millie and Ron Petty from Estacada in Oregon. Mary and Tony from Priest River in Idaho. All the snowbirds down in Arizona, in Yuma. Hello, folks. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Mario. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Mario.
Brother Mario.
Brother Dennis.
Brother Mario. So, a stick song I'll sing for you. It's called Changing Times. And we could give shout out to Diet for helping us to start writing the song. And thank you, Diet, for Changing Times. Chago gakasanda Titu janastika daughter's scholars Nutsi daughter grandchild come sit with us today ask permission so we can live another day. Is it better? So, yeah.
is how we'll work together, work together. First time I heard our dad chanting love song to mom playing his dance, dancing a blues station, a tenor drum beating in the soul. There's so many changes, a new way to. Is it better? Is it better? So gather the people, this how we'll work together, work together. Month of December, winter winds blow, made them strangers in the night. Watching those images, dancing on TV, whispering when everything is alright. There's so many changes, a new way to be. Is it better? Is it better? So gather the people, this how we work together, work together. There's so many changes, a new way to be. Is it better? Is it better? So gather the people, this how we work together, work together. Words, but these are a grandmother's words, but these are a grandfather's words, but these are a grandmother's words, these are a grandfather's words, these are a grandmother's words, these are a grandfather's words, these are a grandmother's words.
Once again, thank you to our drummer, Mario.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
And Adi on the jombi.
Yay,
and Mahani
you.
On the lead guitar.
Oh, Sukasenla.
And Chief Dylan on the hand drum.
Sukasenla.
Sukasenla.
And everyone else out there too on the drums. Sukasenla, Yukon, Alaska, and everywhere where you listen from. Thank you for being there.
Okay, so our next guest is Adi. Hello to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Okay. So first of all, what brought you to Tutlitlini?
Honestly, when I was in White Horse in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 3 years. So I just fell in love with this weather, and especially mountain and rivers. And after that, I went to India and then came back again. And when I heard that there is an opening for my position as a teacher, so then I came here. And when I got to know that there is a mountain, there are mountains, and then like the town is like the town is between the mountains, protected by the mountain, and has a beautiful river named Ross River. So I was very happy, and then I started searching on the Google and say, let me see, is there any musician living there or artist living there? Let me see. And I was searching, and I found Mr. Dennis Shorty's name, Jenny Shorty. Then I was so happy. I said, wow. Then I said, okay. So yeah, that was the main my attraction here, weather, and the beautiful person, people like you, and
thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Dhanyawad. So, and I like school too, the way it is arranged classes, and overall, like, Ross River school staff is so amazing, so hardworking. We can see, you know, yeah, and there are, and our principal, Mr. Pierce Butler also. Butler, he also very, like, you know, in management, he's amazing. So, yeah, so there are many things I like here. Yeah.
Good day. So, yeah, we know you're a professional drummer, right? You have a degree in drumming, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I got to know about you, that you are a professional drummer. And I was like, what? We got to meet Adi and at a Christmas concert last in December. It was the first time we met you, actually, and we saw you drumming. Yeah. And maybe you... It would be nice if we can hear a little bit more about that.
Oh, before telling that, I just want to share that I just won the UConn's University's 60th anniversary, like, grand prize.
Cool, man.
So, thank you. So this is the one of the thing, as if that supreme power is telling me, Adi, you're in the right place,
Amazing. Yeah, if you can tell us a little more about the drums that you play and what they called and how long you have been doing that.
So basically, I have a degree in tabla. It is Indian percussion. We use for many different kinds of songs, and I have a Visharad degree in that. Mm-hmm. And I started when I was in fourth standard. Fourth grade, okay. I started, and there was a teacher named Sudhakarji More in my school. He used to teach there, and I just started. I got attracted by him because the way he was playing. So then I thought, let me try that, and I tried it, and it went really well. And it's been now more than 25 years. I'm regularly trying to practice regularly. Yeah, and it's my great honor, and it's my great fortune that I played with very famous Indian classical singer Pandit Jasraj Ji. Yeah. So, when I completed my education as a teacher degree program in India, it's called DEd. So after completing that, I started my one man shows. Like, I used to go to school with taking my drums. Like, I have tabla, duffli, mridang, pakhavas, all kind of different drums. And I used to carry that. And I used to go school to school. And I used to perform them. I used to show them that, okay, this is called tabla, this is called duffli, this is called mridang, dholki. So then, and I used to sing some songs and do little drama, dancing also for the pleasure of, students in the school. Mm-hmm. And my main goal was to giving them some value education, some good things, mm-hmm. teaching them good things. Mm-hmm. And it went so well. My dear friends in that particular area, they were teacher. Now they are a teacher there. So they were helping me a lot. And I performed in more than 40 schools around the world. Yeah. Yeah, I've been many places. Yeah, and in Whitehorse also I performed in Silicon Valley, Silk Creek School, and Hidden Valley School. Yeah, Hidden Valley School.
Silicon Valley would be nice too.
Oh, sorry. I think that Silicon Valley is in our next.
Okay.
Next plan, so we'll be there. Yeah. So then I perform there is a very wonderful place, holy place called Barsana in Vrindavan, in India. Okay. So there is one orphanage. They're all girls. They help the girls to get education, and they stand on their own feet, So I was there myself, my dear wife Supriya, and our son was there. So we were teaching them free music there, drums. So here also in Ross River, I started a free drum lessons. And it's open invitation for everyone. There is no age limit. I'm ready to mold. I'm ready to change my time according to your convenience. It's open invitation. Yeah.
No questions.
Good.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Yeah, we're of course also advocates for drumming, for drums, for any kind of drums.
Yeah, drumming. Yeah.
Wait for any kind of drums. And we have a little more time for one last song.
Yeah.
And maybe Adi, you wanna explain. Because you're going to start off our Gochuhin, our song. We've been practicing here, and as our neighbor, we were so lucky to have our direct neighbor. So he could just swing by before dinner, after dinner, whenever, right?
Yes.
And we've been practicing this song. And if you can explain the meaning of the chantra, that you...
Yeah.
We'll be doing.
So I will be singing this is called Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It has 16 beautiful words composed in a such that anyone whoever chants that mantra, he definitely in his heart he feels happiness and kind of like connection. He gets connected to the Lord, because it is considered that when you are in the connection with the name, so you get purified and you get connected with the Lord, and you get all the good qualities. And you know, then the first thing is start loving everyone. You know, you get that feeling that you know we are all children of the God and love each other like that. So this mantra, Hare Krishna Rama. This mantra has three main words: Hare Krishna Ram. So these are composed in 16 words very nicely, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare is the energy of the Lord, Krishna is the Supreme Personality whose energy is Hare is, and Rama who gives pleasure. So like Lord is the person with the help of his energy, he attracts all the living entities, and the Rama is who give pleasures, happiness. And that's what we want, you know, everyone want. So when we chant this mantra, when we pray this mantra, that means we are praying for the world peace and happiness. Yeah, peace and happiness for the whole world. Not, we are not selfish. We don't want to be selfish, right? So by saying this mantra, chanting this mantra, actually you are praying for everyone, whoever present on this earth planet. So that's very... And this mantra is preserved by our ancestors. Yeah. So that's their really, really... You can say that now we are really grateful to our ancestors because they kept this mantra very, very nicely, you know.
Yeah.
And they just... with the descending orders, by the disciplic succession, that mantra has come to us. So we have to take advantage, and we have to really, really recognize the efforts of the ancestors, whatever they have done for us. So, yeah.
Sukhasana Ari, you know, that song we can sing fits with what he's talking about, Gochuhin. But before we get to that, like Ari to say, maybe could give shout out to his family members.
Yes. Yeah. So so I'm sending my love to my family in India, and in here also I will start with my parents, and I remember my Dada Guru. I will speak in Hindi now. So then it will go.
That's good.
Yeah. So. सबसे पहले मैं मेरे दादा गुरु भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद इनको स्मरण करके उनको प्रणाम करना चाहूंगा. और उसके बाद में हम देखते हैं कि जिन्होंने अथक प्रयास करके पूरे विश्व में हरि नाम का प्रचार किया, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की वाणी है. आज से 550 साल पहले चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहा था कि पृथ्वीते आचेजत नगरादि ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार होए बे मोर नाम. तो उन्होंने जो भविष्यवाणी 550 साल पहले की थी, वो भविष्यवाणी आज वास्तव में रूपांतरित हो रही है, हो चुकी है. क्योंकि इस रेडियो के माध्यम से भगवान का नाम, चैतन्य महाप्रभु का नाम, नित्यानंद महाप्रभु का नाम, उनका नाम पूरी दुनिया में जितनी भी गलियां हैं, जितने भी मोहल्ले हैं, जितनी भी गलियां हैं, कॉलोनी है, उस गलियों में रस्ते रस्ते पर इस रेडियो के माध्यम से भगवान का नाम जाएगा। और ये तो मुझे बहुत खुशी की बात है, इसलिए ये सभी भक्तों को मैं बहुत ही आदर देना चाहता हूँ। मैं सभी भक्तों को बहुत ही धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ, खास करके मेरे प्रिय मित्र निताई प्रभु एडमिंटन से, योगेंद्र प्रभु, उनकी वाइफ शरणागति माता जी, तमाल गोविंद प्रभु, बालकृष्ण प्रभु, अनिल सिंह प्रभु और रोहित शेट्टी प्रभु, विकास कोत्रा प्रभु, उनकी फैमिली, किशोर माने प्रभु टोरंटो से, उनकी वाइफ नीता माता जी, उनकी बेटी आर्या और उनका बेटा आर्णव, और मेरे प्राण प्रिय हरि कीर्तन प्रभु गौरांगी लीला माता जी और उनका परिवार, और हमारे रोहित जी रिजाइना से, रूथ वाइट हॉर्स से, और सभी को मैं मेरा प्यार भरा प्रणाम, दंडवत प्रणाम भेजना चाहता हूँ। खास करके रिजाइना से चिंतामणि माता जी, हमारे हिज होलीनेस भक्ति मार्ग स्वामी महाराज, जिनको वॉकिंग मंक के नाम से जाना जाता है, और सविता माता जी रिजाइना से, उनका परिवार, रमेश प्रभु वैंकूवर शरणागति फार्म हाउस से, इन सभी सभी भक्तों को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
This means Indian family must be big, big.
So before we go into Gochuhin, we want to give a big shout out to Fireweed Medalists again. Thank you so much to Julian and Bert and Carl from Shoal FM. Thank you guys for leading us, for having us, for inviting us to do the show. It's been a pleasure. It's fun. We're learning as we're doing these things here from the rural community. And thank you. Thank you for listening in. Your team from Denazagi, Jenny Dennis, Mario, Adi, and Chief Dylan.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. हो ना है ना है हे हे ना हो तो ना है ना है अनाथ अनाथ पर चाहियो अनुगिनो सगर चुहियो Hey, hey, hey.
Whee!